Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Wednesday, November 18th. Reality TV is a staple of network television, but in many ways the reality on screen is far from a mirror of real life, especially when it comes to race. CBS acknowledged as much last week when it announced that going forward, the network will require its reality shows to include casts that are at least 50% Black, Indigenous, or people of color. CBS produces the long-running hit shows Survivor and Big Brother, as well as the American spinoff of Britain's popular reality series Love Island. The requirement will take effect in the 2021 to 2022 season, the network said. The move by CBS follows the Black Lives Matter protests earlier this year. But more specifically, it can be seen as a reaction by the network to protests about the shows themselves. Over the summer, several Black contestants of Survivor organized the Black Survivor Alliance. The group's mission was to shed light on, quote, our collective experience with implicit bias and racism on and off the show, according to Entertainment Weekly. Members like contestant Ramona Gray Amaro say the show's producers consistently edited their appearances to feed into stereotypes about Black people. That according to NPR. The Black Survivor Alliance was only one of a few groups of Survivor alums who banded together to request changes to the show, NPR reported. Other past contestants said it was difficult for any Black cast members to win. They also accused the show of maintaining an environment in which they were victims of racial slurs and conflict from white cast members. Another criticism leveled at CBS, positive representations about the Black cast members were rare. At 20 years old, Survivor is CBS's longest-running reality TV show. As NPR reported, most seasons have only two or three Black cast members, and one season had none. The network's Big Brother TV show has been plagued by accusations of racial conflict and discrimination, according to the Chicago Tribune. At the same time, rival ABC has been criticized for the whiteness of its Bachelor franchise. This month, Bachelor spinoff Bachelorette will star a Black Bachelorette, Tayshia Adams, for only the second time in its long history. The program's been on the air for 16 years. In addition to dramatically increasing the diversity of its casts, CBS says it will commit at least 25% of its development budget toward creators and producers of color. Earlier this year, the network pledged to increase the diversity of its writers' rooms. It promised that 40% of its writers will be Black, Indigenous, and people of color, and that it will up that percentage to 50% for the 2022-2023 season, CNBC reported. CBS is also touting a new collaboration with the NAACP. The two organizations plan to create programming together. The issue of diversity on air, behind the camera, and in leadership positions has long been a problem for the TV and film industries. Most major networks and cable companies have been criticized for lack of diversity and promotion of stereotypes over the years. That criticism became even more heightened following this year's civil rights protests. In a statement, CBS executive George Cheeks admitted that reality TV is, quote, especially underrepresented. Cheeks is president and chief executive of the CBS Entertainment Group. He said reality TV, quote, needs to be more inclusive across development, casting, production, and all phases of storytelling. Of the broadcast network, CBS has received the most criticism over systemic racism, which is perhaps why it is the only network so far to announce tangible commitments intended to increase diversity and inclusiveness. Many questions remain about how CBS will carry out this commitment, and also whether reality TV from ABC, NBC, and other networks will follow. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus and the Wondery app to listen ad-free. I'm your host, David Brown. This episode was written and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant, edited by Emma Cortland. Our executive producer is Marshall Louie.
created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.